This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour, the Huron County Commissioners will be meeting at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, that's Tuesday, August the 25th, in the county building in Bad Axe. According to the preliminary agenda, commissioners will review a deficit elimination plan for the land bank to be submitted to the Michigan Department of Treasury, as well as address park fees for 2027 and new hires and employment changes. There's also expected to be a closed session during the meeting. And another news for today. Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen has announced a scam that is occurring in the county. Hansen explained, quote, "So far this morning," referring to the morning of August the 22nd, "Huron Central Dispatch received two phone calls from residents stating that they had been contacted by phone by an individual claiming to be a deputy sheriff from our office. They were told that if they did not show up for court, that they needed to pay some money. The number that came up on their caller ID was 989-269-6500, which is the number to the Huron County Sheriff's Department's records office. However, these calls are not legitimate and are a scam. Anyone who receives such a call should not provide any information and immediately hang up. To the Sheriff Department's knowledge, no one is out of any money, but we may not be aware of all of the calls that may have been made. Residents are advised to be suspicious of any calls of this sort. Phone scams occur in the county on a daily basis." You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Hey, Tyler Hansen here with Al Hansen Motors. It's time to score big on a premium used vehicle from Al Hansen Motors. Football season is on its way, but the deals at Al Hansen Motors are happening now. And remember, every vehicle in our regular inventory comes with a free in-house powertrain warranty. The first is a 2021 Chevy Equinox LT. It's all-wheel drive, has heated cloth seats, remote start, Bluetooth with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, automatic brights, lane keep assist, power lift gate, and more. It has 23,000 miles and we're asking $22,780. Need a third row SUV? We have a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It's all-wheel drive, has a naturally aspirated 3.6 V6, remote start, power lift gate, heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, and more. It has 93,000 miles and we're asking $23,480. And if you need to save at the pump, we have two gas savers for you. The first is a 2023 Chevy Malibu LT. Heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, a backup camera, and up to 35 miles per gallon. It has 54,000 miles and we're asking $18,980. And wrapping up this week, I have a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium. It's fully loaded and gets up to 30 miles per gallon. With 41,000 miles, we're asking $16,580.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. A 36-year-old Detroit man was arrested and arraigned on multiple felony charges for allegedly smuggling narcotics into eight different prisons, including the Thumb Correctional Facility in Lapeer. John Calhoun is being charged with eight counts of sending contraband into prisons, a five-year felony, eight counts of delivery and manufacture of a controlled Schedule I narcotic of less than 50 grams, which is a seven-year felony, one count of delivery manufacture of a controlled substance, one narcotic of 50 to 449 grams, which is a 20-year felony, and one count of conducting a criminal enterprise, which is also a 20-year felony. Calhoun's arrest came after a lengthy investigation that reportedly found narcotics in packages being mailed to prisons under the ruse of being mailed by an attorney. And another news for today. Reports were given on the progress being made on the new township hall during the Rich Township meeting. Last year, the township began construction of a new hall in a new location at the corner of Millington Road and North Lapeer Road in Mayville. According to the update regarding the township hall, the electric systems, septic systems, heating systems, and cooling systems are in the process of being installed, but there's still a wait for any roofing materials. Also, during the meeting, it was noted that the township's regular meeting at 7 p.m. on September the 8th will also include a truth in taxation hearing regarding the state's raising of property taxes for operating funds. The board is expected to take action after the hearing on the proposed additional millage. If the proposed additional millage rate is not approved by the board, the operating revenue will increase by 0.24% over the preceding year's operating revenue, which is a loss of potential funding. The fall date to clean up the cemetery was also set for 9 a.m. on October the 17th, and the township board and the public are welcome to help. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.